Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home near Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, near Branson, Missouri.
Pretty close.
Pretty close. And I'm blessed to be here with my daughter, Brenda, and my grandchildren. And we're talking about the things of God. We're talking about the part of prayer in the move of God. Yesterday I read a wonderful prophecy that Brother Hagin gave some years back. And he talked about how there had to be prayer. The Holy Spirit did through Brother Hagin. There had to be prayer. And a good part of the body of believers taking their part and place in prayer for the end time move to come. And so that means you. And that means me. And here we're sitting several different 20s, 30s, 50s, and 70s in age. And that means all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, oh, I get these wonderful emails from people that are way up there in age. And they've been praying all their lives. And thank God we've still got them here. And then we got the little ones, you know, that pray. Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord. So, hallelujah, glory be to God. We're going to be having that autumn assembly. And the prayers from all over the country will be coming. We have a lot of young ones that come too. Dexter will be here, Dexter Sullivan. And I'm going to go be with Dexter Sullivan this week in some prayer things he's having at the end of the week.
In Tulsa?
In Tulsa. Mm-hmm. It's a Tulsa prayer meeting. And then Sunday night, I'm going to be speaking for the Dohertys at
Victory
Christian Center, October 6th, Sunday night. And then I think I'll be on live on the road show the next day with David Warren. So lot of things coming up and mm-hmm. places we'll be going.
You're going to be busy.
I'm busy. It's good to be busy. Bless the Lord. It means God's not through with you. So
no.
Praise the Lord. So, you know, Brother Hagin always said, it seems that God can do nothing on the earth. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's quoting Wesley. Mm-hmm. Unless a man asks him.
Somebody mm-hmm. prays.
Mm-hmm. Somebody prays. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And right now, God needs somebody praying. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means to me that God loves, it said that he loved the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That he loved the world and the pitiful condition. And then it even says that he loved us while we were yet in sin and raised us up together. So he so loves, but the legal system of the world belongs, like we talked about, Adam. And so the last Adam, through the church, he has that legal access to do his will. And it's only through the church that he can get his will done.
Mm-hmm. Until Satan's lease is up.
Right. And so that's what a prayer burden is, Mimi. Mm-hmm. You know, Mom.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
his will that he's putting on a heart.
Yes.
And he's asking you to pray that out and to speak that out.
And last week we talked about at the beginning that prayer burden that fell on you when we were in Moscow, Russia, mm-hmm. the day before 9/11. Mm-hmm. It was God's will to mm-hmm. save lives. Mm-hmm. Now, why doesn't he just have the power to come down here and stop that Muhammad mm-hmm. Atta? It has mm-hmm. everything to do with legality. Mm-hmm. He is not a usurper
like the enemy.
Satan.
Yeah, it said, you know, you've talked about this in your watching in the Spirit. You talk about how the porter is the Holy Spirit and that the door, you know, is Jesus Christ. But that the thief never goes through the door.
Mm-mm.
He usurps. And so that's why in our own homes and all, you know, we have our authority and in our places, in our towns. We have that place where the usurper has no right.
Mm-hmm.
It's in our
and he knows
places.
It. Mm-hmm. He knows what your legalities are.
Yes.
Probably better than most Christians.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows when he can make an accusation mm-hmm. and go, it says give no place to the devil. Mm-hmm. And he knows if a place has been offered him. Mm-hmm. And we're sorry to say that places have been offered him in this nation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there's a great group of believers. Mm-hmm. And we're believing God for these things, even an awakening. Mm-hmm. In the United States of America. And mm-hmm. I know we have people that listen online mm-hmm. from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And you're having things happen in your part of the world too. And then you're joining with us here. But there's a great emphasis in the heart and mind of God upon this army mm-hmm. that he's raising up. mm-hmm. He said to me, when he told us to have a place of prayer, he said, as a nation raises up an air force, I raise up a prayer force. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he is raising up that prayer force. And in that prophecy of Brother Hagin's that I read yesterday, he talked about that very thing. He said, he already had talked about, I'll read just a little bit of it. This is Kenneth E. Hagin's prophecy from I don't know when. I found it before this radio broadcast. The end of the age is coming upon this generation. The powers of darkness, the forces of evil, are rampant as never before, and they will be increased in intensity and velocity. And even many Christians will see and look upon these things and say, oh, there's no use. Throw up their hands in futility and say, well, I guess it's all over. We'll just have to hold on and pray for Jesus to come shortly because the devil's about to take over everything. But thus saith the Lord, in this day, I'm searching the body of Christ to enlist soldiers. I'll raise up a new band. I'll raise up a new army who will know how to pray against the powers of darkness. And the light will dispel the darkness and the truth will set men free and prayer will break the bonds that bind men's minds and spirits and bodies. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you're listening to this or you're online or whatever, you're probably one of those. You know, I never did regard myself on the level of Brother Halverson or Sister Wilkerson or Brother mm-hmm. Hagin or Rachel. Yet, I'm a prayer. Mm-hmm. I pray every single day. I pray, I start out in the mornings and I listen to God. I pray and I listen to God. And he speaks to me. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I had Brother Hagin to watch. Mm-hmm. He would kneel down, you all remember this. He would kneel down there by the chair at the end of a service and he just talked to God. And so that, there is a listening side of prayer.
Mm-hmm. And it's powerful.
It's very powerful, more powerful than what you say.
I was listening to, I can't think of her name right now, but anyway, she was a great woman of God. And she was talking about, she says, if there's anything you get, just know that just being loud is not power. She says, quiet is power. Mm-hmm. Whisper. Sometimes it's nothing, and that's power. Mm-hmm.
The Lord talked about a still, small voice.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, I Brother Hagin said something about that, didn't he? About just being quiet before the Lord in this prophecy. So maybe that's the one I'm going to read tomorrow. I think it's the one I'm going to read tomorrow. I'm not sure. But just listening and working with him. Sometimes you need to form words, put them out into the air, and sometimes you need to be quiet and to listen.
Yeah, and sometimes in that place of listening, he talked to me about this about 2 or 3 in the morning last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was talking about that still place.
That still place.
And
my Jesus.
And he, even when, you know, like, sometimes I just like to move, and he was like, don't move. Just be still. And I was just there like that. He's like, he's training us. I'll put it that way.
He's training us. He's training you last night.
He was training. And then then the Holy Spirit came on me. And it was like this thing enveloped me. But I had to be still before him. And then... in that place that enveloped me, I was able to operate from that.
And it was him.
It was him. But there's that waiting. Mm-hmm. That waiting.
Mm-hmm.
and they that wait still.
Mm-hmm. upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They yeah. shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Yes.
Teach me, Lord, the song, mm-hmm. the calm, the chorus goes, teach me, Lord, to wait. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's the job of every believer. You don't have to be a special, have a special title on your business card that says prayer.
No.
That's the job of every believer.
It is.
And no matter where you are, no matter where you live, whether anybody knows your name or not, we all have that opportunity to commune with the Father. My Aunt Mary, she'll be 91 in January. And she said, there's so many people that they're like, I'm just so lonely. Her husband's been in heaven for, I don't know, at least 40 years, I think. And she said, the people ask me, are you lonely? Are you lonely? She said, no. What am I? I get up every morning and I wait on the Father. And I talk to the Father and I see what's on his desk today. And I see what I need to pray out today. She said, I know that's why I'm still here at 92. There's assignments I need to pray out. And same with the awakening that's coming. I believe that there's so many old timers that are sticking around now because their supply is needed to pray in that move of God before Jesus comes. And whether you call yourself a prayer, a mom, a grandma, or a dishwasher, whatever you call yourself, you are in the army and the service of the Lord to add your supply to that because Jesus is coming.
You know, Kylie, if Berta Bass is listening, she knows your Aunt Mary, Rosemary. A lot of the people used to call her Rosemary. Mm-hmm. And, of course, she's the daughter of Grandma Elsie Ford that's in our book, The Road to Prayer Mountain. And just think of it. Rosemary there on the job, a seasoned prayer, never lonely, lives by herself.
Still lives by herself.
And she's 92?
She'll be 91 in January.
91 in January. I think she had told the Lord she only wanted to live till
At 80, she had a surgery and said, Lord, I want 10 more years. And she said, as I got closer to 90, I asked him if we could renegotiate.
Thank God for Rosemary. You'll have to get her to listen to
this.
Yes,
I will.
And thank God for all of you who are on the job who could teach me a thing or two.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I thank God for you. If you're a faithful prayer, I thank God for you. If you're a just now beginning prayer, I thank God for you. Mm-hmm. If you're just today in your heart stirred up, well, I can have a part in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
It's a prayer army.
And no one can fill your armor but you.
No.
Oh, that's good.
It's all him, but it's your place in him. So your prayer is very special and very unique.
Praise the Lord.
Which is why, in the body.
It's why the enemy wants to keep us wrapped up in our soulish realm.
And wrapped up in ourselves.
He knows that, like your position on a basketball court, if you're benched, but you're supposed to be out there.
Yes.
And that leaves a hole.
Yes, that's right.
So,
you know, it says he did.
We're
going
to have to get
purpose.
Back to this tomorrow, girls. Yeah. You keep your place now, because we're going to get right back to this. We want to tell everyone that we will be, if you're listening in Tulsa, we're going to be speaking this weekend at Victory. The Doherty's Victory Church. And isn't that a great name? And then going to go there with Dexter Sullivan, working in some of his praying Tulsa meetings. I'll be speaking. You can go online and find out when and where. But then, of course, don't forget to be with us for our Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri, October 24th through 28th. We love you, and we'll be back tomorrow. Shalom.